Good morning, good morning, good morning, the angerite. I pray that I find you angered in the word, angered in the promises of the word. Jesus Christ is our life, our Lord and our personal Savior. Today I just want to strengthen you as I strengthen myself, that your faith should not fail. Your faith should not fail. Good morning, my child. Good morning, Angerite. Good morning, listener. Situations that come in this life do so to weaken our faith and our belief in God. The sickness that we pass through, the pain of sickness, the pain of divorce, the pain of the past, the hunger, and even name calling, all come to test our faith in God. No matter your title, temptation will surely come. Now, to counter the arrows of the adversary, we should hear the word of God constantly. The Bible says now faith comes by hearing the word of God. Constantly, you must hear the word of God and put them into practice. Practice of faith in God and resist the devil. The Bible says he will flee away from you. No matter the delays that you face, the pain of delay, you are looking for a job, we are looking for healing, you are looking for a solution, and there's pain all over. You are praying and it seems like God is not hearing you. I want to encourage somebody today that your faith will never fail. All faith must be tested. All faith must be tried. All faith must pass the test of time. We therefore do not walk by sight, but by faith in our Lord God Almighty. Abraham the patriarch, even though he was accustomed to the land of his fathers, he responded now to the call of God without knowing where he was going, because he trusted in God Almighty. He believed that God was his eyes. He believed that God was his ears and the way. He had faith in the all-knowing God. He believed that God will not call him to destroy him. But he knew that God had good plans. Not plans to destroy him, but plans to prosper him. He had the conviction in his heart that God had good intentions, plans to prosper him. By faith, we also are descendants of Abraham by faith. And the same God who walked Abraham through the land of his fathers is also calling us and resettling us to another land by faith. Faith acts now and responds now and not later. All men of faith are built on Christ, the rock of ages. In this life, rain will surely come. I mean torrential temptations. I mean cyclonic temptations will surely come as we travel this journey of life. We will encounter the Egyptians. We will encounter the deserts. We will encounter the scorpions and the serpent. We will encounter dryness. We will encounter hunger and thirst. We will encounter the river Jordan overflowing. will encounter the walls of Jericho impenetrable. But fear not, child of God. Your faith must not be broken. Whether you are called bishop, teacher, prophet, or man of God, temptation will surely come one day. If our Lord was tempted, what more us his servants? Remember that the Master is greater than his servants. Brethren, child of God, in this life and journey of faith, rain will come down, the streams will rise, the winds of this world will blow and beat against this house. But you will not fall, because you are built on a solid rock, on a solid foundation of faith in God, our Rock of Ages. Whatever you are going through, do not cry, brethren. Whatever you are going through, child of God, do not cry. Endure the pain, the name calling, the mockery, knowing that God will never fail you. Everything will come to pass. No temptation had seized you except what is common to men. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out, so that you can stand up against it. You will surely rise again. Your faith must be above the snake line. Your faith must be above the snake line. You will see the stars again. Our core reading of the word today came from the book of Luke chapter 22, verse 31 to 30, just 31. Jesus said to Peter, "Simon, Simon, please put the word into your personal context by substituting the name Simon by your own name and possess these scriptures. Satan has asked to shift you as wheat, but I've prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail, that your faith may not fail, that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers. Child of God, whatever storms that are raging in your life, it is the adversary time trying to shift you as wheat, trying to toss you and kick you like a football. It will all come to pass. Our Christ Jesus has prayed for us so that our faith may not fail due to these temptations, the rising storms and winds of this world will all come to pass. What you are going through will come to pass. The pain will come to pass. The mockery will come to pass. The sickness will come to pass. Nothing will remain forever. My God will surely stand and calm the storm. Whatever storm that is against you this morning, I command it in the name of Jesus. That storm to be calm, to be still. That delay to be still. That unmarriedness to be still. that pain of divorce to be still, confusion in your life right now to be still, barrenness to be still. Whatever challenge that you are facing, child of God, this morning the Lord have shown me something. As you are dipping your roots in Christ Jesus, I can hear something, that it's a new dawn to you in the name of Jesus. In the midst of that pain, in the midst of that cry, that groaning, just make sure that you are in the Word. You are standing on the promises of God. You are not standing on the weaknesses of the flesh, greed. You are not standing on the weaknesses of the Word. You are standing faithfully before God and men. You have nothing hidden in your heart. Your heart is clean and clear. Your conscience are clean and clear. The Holy Spirit is dwelling in you, child of God. Fear not. Temptations makes you better. Makes your faith better. To give you more strength. Be strengthened in this storm. And I know God will give you victory. You celebrate one good morning. Father, bless this listener. You know the desires of their heart. You know what they are going through, Lord. Some are looking for jobs. Give them healing. Give them. Some are looking for deliverance, prosperity, breakthrough, and favor. Father, I stretch my hands towards heaven, asking for mercy to fall upon their lives. Lord, I thank you. As they are faithful to your word, Lord, be faithful to them. When it is time for them to receive the promotion after the storm, let them get a double portion like Job. Let them be blessed beyond measure. Give them life and give them spiritual blessings. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you, Father, for blessing this listener, for blessing an anchorite. In the precious name of Jesus. And in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. May God bless you. Bless the reading of his word this morning. May you be strengthened in Jesus' name. Amen.